Okay, good morning, brethren.
Good morning.
Good to be with you. This is our first service back from the feast. We decided, you know what? Since we're going to be gone for a week, we might as well go somewhere we've never been. So we said, we're going to go ahead and head out to Pennsylvania to go check out the northeastern side. Well, we had a great time over there. We met a lot of brethren, and we made some friends. Ruby made a couple friends as well. And we also made, you know, some brethren come up to me and ask me, you know, how did you come into the church? And I have talked about it. I have explained it. And as I was thinking about it, I was like, well, you know what? When I was younger, I learned, and I said, you know, it would probably be good to make a sermon on, you know, how I learned. So maybe in turn, if you all have niece or nephews or you know, let's say little cousins, that they ask you, you know, well, why are you not celebrating Halloween? Why are you not celebrating Christmas? Why do you go to church on Sunday? Different questions to always have an answer for them. Well, I want to give you some examples from my youth and how I came to find out the truth and how fraudulent the holidays are. Now, let's start off with the first question that most of the time everybody gives you, everybody asks you. Why do you go to church on Saturday and not Sunday? Well, when I was younger, everyone I knew went to church on Sunday. And so when I was smaller, it kind of puzzled me. I said, I went to my dad and said, hey, Dad, why are we going to church on Saturday and not Sunday like everybody else? And he took me straight to Exodus verse 8. And in there it said, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you shall work, labor, and do your work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. And I said, okay, well, Sunday is the seventh day. Because you go to work, you start the week on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And he goes, uh-uh, go check the calendar. Mm-hmm. And so I went to go check the calendar. And as I saw the calendar, I go, wait, Sunday's on the first day. I'm like, And I said, what's the last day? And it says Saturday. And I was like, whoa. And it really opened my mind. I was like, so then why is everybody going to church on the first day of the week instead of the seventh day? So it was pretty eye-opening when that happened. I asked him, so why are people all confused and distorted? He said, it's the devil who distorted all things to confuse us. So if ever one of your grandchildren or your sons or daughters, and I was also thinking for myself, I was like, how am I going to explain to my son that why we go to church on Saturday instead of Sunday? You give them the example, and it's just plain as day. Now, of course, with the holidays coming up, with Christmas coming up, when I was younger, I would go to my tia Leti's house, and it was very beautiful. Like, you know, we'd go visit, and they'd have a tree and nicely decorated, and presents, and I'm gonna get this for Christmas, and I'm gonna get this, and I'm gonna get the new Nintendo this, and I'm like, well. Why am I not getting that? What's going on here, you know? I like this religion, I was kind of thinking to myself. And I asked my dad, hey, Dad, how come we don't celebrate Christmas? Like, it's a nice holiday. I mean, we want to celebrate Christ's birthday or something. It looks like a fun and happy holiday. Now, this one was a little tricky. It took a little more thinking on my part because, of course, I mean, I kind of knew the seasons, you know, but you don't really know the seasons 100%. But he also took me to Jeremiah 10, Jeremiah 10, verse 2 through 5, and says, do not learn the ways of the Gentiles. Do not be dismayed at the signs of heaven, for the Gentiles are dismayed at them. For the customs of the people are futile. For one cuts a tree from the forest. One cuts a tree from the forest. I go, okay, kind of makes sense with Christmas a little bit. The work of the hands of the workmen with axe, they decorate it with silver and gold. So I thought to myself, okay, my tia Leti does decorate it with, you know, silver, gold, little things on there. And then it says, they fasten it with nails and hammers so that it will not topple. They are upright like a palm tree, and they cannot speak. They must be carried because they cannot go by themselves. Do not be afraid of them, for they cannot do evil, nor can they do any good. So it did start to become clear to me. I was like, okay, that does sound a lot like the Christmas tree. And I was thinking to myself, okay, well, I guess that's, the Bible says not to do it. Don't learn the ways of the Gentiles. So then I told him, so then what day was Jesus born then? You know, how could everybody be wrong? How could everybody be, you know, like everybody can't be wrong, can they? And he said, no one really knows the day he was born. He was not born, of course, he told me he was not born in the middle of winter. He told me he was probably born around September, October. He turned to the Bible in Luke 2, verse 8, I mean 7 through 8. And he asked me, so in winter when it's very cold, are you outside playing or are you out indoors trying to keep warm? And obviously I said, well, most of the time we're indoors, you know, trying to keep warm. So then the pieces of the puzzle just slowly started coming together, you know, and I'm thinking to myself, my eyes was opening. He then took me to my grandma's encyclopedia because she had like a big old encyclopedia. She never really used them, but they were just like a decoration, you know. And he told me, let's look up Christmas. And I said, okay, let's look up Christmas. See, and then right there, we're going to find out. Then the encyclopedia straight up told you that Christmas was used to celebrate pagan gods. And I was thinking to myself, wow, so we're really not celebrating Jesus' birthday. It was actually used to celebrate pagan gods. And then it said the early Christians did not concern themselves with Christ's birth. It went into great detail about the origins of Christmas, and I was shocked. I could not believe what I was reading. I just could not believe. I was like, how can everybody be wrong? Like, it's right here, plain as day, so everybody can see that Christmas is not Christian. Now, the next holiday, this one was a lot easier. It can't, you know, of course, the next one is Halloween. Now, this one was easy. I asked him, well, then why can't we go out, get dressed in our, you know, in our favorite superhero's costume, and get free candy? I mean, it's a great deal. Let's do it, you know? Come on, nobody's going to know. He quickly asked me, do you think it's nice to see ghosts, skeletons, monsters, scary things? I told him, no, it's really not nice to see. And he go, well, he told me God doesn't like those ugly things either. So then he turned to Deuteronomy 18, verse 9 through 12. Let me see real quick. Okay. You know what? I'm going to need the other. Yeah, you think with the iPads, it's going to just work all of a sudden, and just, it wants me to log in and all this, and I'm like, I don't have time to be logging in right now. So we go to Deuteronomy, there we go, 9 and 12. I mean, 18, chapter 18, and 9 through 12, so in most of the time I write them down, so I, you know, I won't have to be looking, but this time I said I'll just use the iPad. Okay, and it says, when you come into the land which the Lord your God has given you, you shall not learn to follow the abominations of those nations. There shall not be found among you anyone that makes his son or daughter pass through the fire, or one who practices witchcraft. And I thought to myself, okay, there's witches in Halloween. That's not good. That's not good at all. If a soothsayer or one who interprets omens or a sorcerer or one who conjures spells or a medium or a spiritualist or one who calls up the dead, for all who do these things are an abomination to the Lord, and because of these abominations, the Lord your God drives them out before you. So I thought to myself, wow, okay, it's really saying don't dress up in witches and do all these different things, you know? And it was amazing to me how people celebrate exactly the opposite of what God tells them not to do. Now the next one, I said, okay, you know what? Easter. I thought, surely Easter can't be bad. You know, we got little bunnies, we got little eggs. I mean, what's wrong with that? Nothing could be bad about that. But of course, quickly, my dad took me to the encyclopedia again. I go, oh no, here we go. And then it clearly stated to worship the goddess of spring and fertility, that it was to worship the goddess. So it was to worship another god. And I was thinking to myself, oh man, spring and fertility. And that it was basically a pagan festival. And of course, in the Bible, he took me to the New Living Translation in Deuteronomy 12, verse 4, and it says, do not worship the Lord your God in the ways these pagan people worship their gods. And I said, wow, pagan goddess, not celebrate pagan. I mean, it's so easy. How can all these people be, like, confusing it? Now, with all this information I was given as a child, I soaked it up like a sponge. My eyes were open, and it was like a light switch that went off in my head. So in conclusion, brethren, when approached by your niece and nephew or a family member, remember 1 Peter 3, verse 15. But sanctify the Lord your God in your hearts, and always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. And of course, if all else fails, after all the examples you show them, well, you know, this and that, you can always just say, I just follow Christ and the Bible's example. If Christ didn't celebrate it, then neither do I. If Christ celebrated, then I celebrate it as well. Who better than Christ to show us an example on what we should celebrate?